Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have an update on Matt Milano at all right now?
Yeah, Heather, he's day-to-day.
And when you look at the way that you shuffled the offensive line yesterday with Cody not starting, putting Spencer Brown in there, moving Darrell Williams inside, just do you anticipate that grouping and where those guys were yesterday to continue, or is it something where it'll just kind of depend?
No, I think it'll continue. I liked some of what I saw yesterday in the game, and we just have to continue to get better. So as we sit here today, I expect that to continue.
What specifically did you see from Spencer Brown when you looked back at the tape?
Yeah, there's just as a rookie in his first start, there's still a lot of work there. And that growth mindset is important that he takes that into this week and builds on last week's performance. That being said, I thought he showed poise. I thought he showed physical and mental toughness. I thought he gave us a little boost there in some of the runs that we were trying to get done.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hi, Sean. Adam Benigni.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how you doing? Cole kind of has things churned up a little bit nationally again with some tweets relating to fans booing him, and he claims anyway, and on the vaccination issue, of course. Obviously, it's a question for Cole. We don't have access to him today. I would ask you, as this kind of perpetuates or whatever, any general reaction you have to that? Did you hear any booing when you were down near the bench area? And is this potentially a distraction in such a big week?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that really, that end of things. I love our fan support. I'll just go there with it if I could, Adam. And I think our fans have been tremendous when we played at home over the three games that we have. And I hope that continues. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
How is it, kind of begs the question, I know you had spoken at the start of the season, in terms of numbers, vaccination rate on the team, has that picture improved as we've gotten into the season here?
Yeah, I believe it has. I couldn't give you a specific number or target kind of landmark on that where we're at right now, but I know it has. I just don't know how far it has, and so I don't want to be quoted at a number right now because I know it's moved forward in a significant way.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, just wondering what you saw from Boogie Basham in his NFL debut after going back and rewatching the film from yesterday.
Yeah, he's been practicing hard in the weeks leading up to this opportunity that he got. And I saw him, have some good plays and then some plays I know he wants back. There's some times he didn't finish the rush that I know he's still working on. And I thought the sack that he got was a good confidence builder, and I thought we had good inside push on that play as well. And so, like most of us, some plays we all want back, and I think we'll use that game as I said, hopefully a confidence builder and hey, I've got X and Y and Z to work on yet.
And on Taryn and Jordan, I know it's early, coach, but just anything at all that you know as of their status right now heading into this week?
Yeah, day to day at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's John Sal, stealing my first question here. But I know you had challenged the defensive line to some extent, saying you wanted more consistency. What did you see from them, especially when diving back into the film yesterday?
Yeah, I thought they had a focused week of practice leading up to yesterday, and then I thought that they impacted the game. I'm anxious to see where we go from here.
And then with injuries just in general – least it appears you've maybe taken more of a cautious approach with guys early in the season, understanding, at least from our perspective, the magnitude of the opponent upcoming. Do you maintain that patience, or is there maybe more urgency to get some guys back against such a talented group?
Yeah, John, you know, they're all these injuries are, you know, they're individual cases, right? So you have to take them on an individual basis because of the way that they are. And then just generally speaking, we're never going to put a player out there that can potentially hurt himself or worse or can't defend himself. So we err on that side first and foremost of player safety, and then we take it from there. And that's where I trust our medical staff.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Carl with Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports Cincinnati. How you doing today?
Good, Mookie. How are you?
I'm great, Coach. 40 to Krispy Kreme, heavy glaze. Last week, you were real anxious, you said, to get to practice because the defense didn't play to your standards. How much comfort did it give you to see them respond to that challenge? And how do you remain consistent in playing complete football?
Yeah, consistency is something that is important for our success down the road. And consistency usually is bred by consistent preparation. So that's what I'm looking for this week, is for us to get back and prepare and put the work in.
Absolutely, Coach. Now, last year, size, speed, physicality was some of the things you mentioned in reference to. What was the difference in last year's AFC Championship game? How much do you think your team has grown from that game, you know, in reference to Kansas City this week?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure we have a core group of players that were there and can take what happened in that experience and learn from it. That said, that's about the only thing that'll impact this game, because that game was X amount of months ago, and they're a different team. We're a different team. So, you know, I think a lot remains to be seen of how this season's going to go in terms of who we are as a team in Buffalo here.
Yes, sir, Coach. And I hope you were able to enjoy the orange slices and the Gatorades so far. You know what I mean? Complete first quarter, man. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Mookie. Appreciate it.
Hi, Coach. This is Claudine at Channel 2 in Buffalo. I think Adam asked you briefly about Cole Beasley. Just wanted to know if it's a distraction, and what do you say to the fans who are booing him about his vaccination status?
Yeah, again, I'm not going to go into, you know, we're at week 5 of the season, respectfully here, guys, and not going to get into vaccination status and this and that. I'm here to coach football, and our team's here to play football. That's what we're here to do. And our fan support is, to me, unmatched around the NFL. I can't say enough about it. It's a great environment, and the way we travel as well is unmatched around the NFL. Thanks.
Hey, Sean, Matt Beauvais here. I was just curious, what did you see from Tremaine Edmonds yesterday? Because he made a lot of those splash plays that the coaching staff has kind of mentioned that he needs to make over the last couple months.
Yeah, I think that should be a confidence booster. That play he made was a big-time play over the middle there in the, I think it was the second or third series. And, you know, we were able to win some early downs there, get him to third and long. And that was a big-time play, momentum shift for our football team in that game for sure.
And with somebody like him, I know you've mentioned it and other people have mentioned it, that there's a lot of things that he does that sometimes go unnoticed. But when he is making himself noticed on the field, just what kind of presence does he have for the defense as a unit?
Yeah, I mean, it goes through 49. I mean, the way you pull up first play of the game yesterday, Matt, and he's doing a great job with our operation, communicating to our defensive line, getting them lined up in the normal flow of the game. And then, like you just mentioned, a couple series later, he's making a big time linebacker play over the middle of the defense there.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hi, Sean. This is Nick Fierro here. You mentioned earlier about, you know, the consistency in preparation. And I know you're going to be getting questions about this, you know, as we go. probably later in the week too. But how much of that part of it did you learn from Andy? And, you know, there were times obviously in Philadelphia where, you know, he'd come in and this didn't look like the sky was falling and he'd just hold things together and just keep going right with the routine. How important was that, you know, in the learning process for you and for the players?
Yeah, that was big, Nick, for me as a young coach. I remember a few of those occasions when, you know, we were in maybe a little bit of a dip, and you know, Andy's consistency brought us out of that, and then we went on to bigger and better things, of course, for many years there. So, yeah, his leadership is and his example is one of the things I learned from that consistency standpoint.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, Heather again. Just wanted to ask you, you know, I don't know how much you've been able to dive into the tape of what the Chiefs have done so far, but is there anything that you can take away from those first two meetings in the regular season last year and then looking at the AFC title game? Is there anything you can take from those two games when you look ahead to this matchup coming up this weekend, or is it just completely different circumstances, different teams, you know, all that?
I think you try and take what you can, Heather, you know, without getting too detailed on it. And you try and, again, learn from it, generally speaking. But, you know, players are different. The teams are different, as you mentioned, and the players that make up those teams are slightly different as well. So, you know, you probably look at some of that. You probably look at some of this year and do the best you can. You know, they're a really good football team. I know they lost two close games. It's a tough challenge, and they're really good at home as well.
I was just going to say, Coach, we lost your video, but we see you now. When, you know, last year when we talked to Brandon at the end of the season, end of the season Zoom call, you know, we kept talking about how the Chiefs are the gold standard in the AFC. Now that, you know, they have two losses and we're only in week four, I'm just kind of curious, do you still view them that way as that kind of gold standard per se in the conference?
Well, they're the defending AFC representative in the Super Bowl. They're the defending AFC champ. So yes, until someone beats them. And like I mentioned, those two losses that they had were one that I would call it a little bit of fluke in terms of the Baltimore game. No disrespect to Baltimore, but as it relates to Kansas City and the respect that we have for both Baltimore and Kansas City in this case, you know, they have the ball in position to win the game on a field goal at the end of the game there, and the ball comes out. You know, again, a lot of respect for the Chiefs organization and their football team.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Adam, one more time here, just to get a football one in. Given how well your defense is playing right now, and you and Brandon in the postseason news conference have talked about, you know, kind of to Heather's question there, keeping pace with Kansas City, trying to slow down what they represent offensively. You addressed it in the draft and in the offseason. How much more prepared, or based on the way your defense is playing right now, I guess, how much more prepared do you feel heading into this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always want to feel prepared, but the fact is it's Monday. And, you know, we literally just got done wrapping up yesterday's game, and the players, some of whom are still here, some left. So really just starting to get on to Kansas City and, you know, a lot of respect for them. And we've got some young guys too that are playing on our defense, in particular, as you mentioned. And so this will be their first time. They were playing in college last year, you know, against college offenses and offensive lines and college quarterbacks. So this quarterback and this offense this week will be a little bit different.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.